John chapter 13, let me read just a couple of verses here. This is the last Passover. And I looked at this afternoon, and God showed me things I never thought about before. Let me ask you something. We're going to have the Lord's Supper here in a little bit. But what if it was your last one? What if it was your last Passover, your last Lord's Supper, your last opportunity to take communion with God's people? Won't you think about that tonight? Y'all are smart enough to know it could be. It don't matter if we're old, don't matter if we're young, don't matter if we're sick. Honey, I'm telling you, we're leaving here. One by one, we're leaving here. And so that's how I want to address the text tonight. What if it was your last one? I'll show you. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, here's where this thought come to mind, that he should depart out of this world. Brother Shannon, I ain't knowed you long. We don't know who's going to go first, but we know we're both going, brother. Amen. We're going to depart out of this world. Amen, Brother Jason. And so that's where the thought come from. Unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus saith unto him, He that washeth needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You're not all clean. I want to pray, and then I want to just share a few thoughts with you, and we'll sing, and then we'll have the communion service tonight. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you for how you've spoken to my heart even this day. Thank you for my people. Thank you, Lord, that we can bow our heads and know that we're not talking, Lord, just to the ceiling, but there's a precious Holy Spirit that takes our prayers into the throne room of God. God, is so good to know that we don't always get it right when we're praying. But Lord, you know what we have need of, even before we ask. But God, you said to ask, and we should receive. Lord, I pray for Sister Shelby tonight. I know she'd rather be here. I pray for Sister Jean tonight. God, I know she'd rather be here. I pray for those, our Father, that are sick and afflicted, Lord. And ask you, dear Father, that you would touch them. I pray for Joyce, Mommy. I know Joy and Bob would love to be here tonight. I just pray, Lord, for our elderly, Miss Emma. Lord, I pray for James and Thelma. God, I know they would love to be here. I pray for Zeke and Margaret, Lord. I know they would love to be here tonight. God, they're your people. They're part of the body of Christ in Bible way. They're precious. Lord, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Lord, that are here, that are able to come to the house of God, to cherish every moment, our Lord, that we could spend together. God, I pray that you'll just work in our hearts tonight. And God, give us what we need. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. I'll give you three things quickly, and then I'll give you three more things. First of all, if it was my last supper, if it was my last time to meet with God's people, and I was going to depart out of the world, let me give you three things real quickly. Number one, I would want to be found loving. The Word of God said about Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. I've told people before, And I mean this. I believe it wouldn't be hard to find a better preacher. Not hard at all. But I tell you what, I don't know if you could find a man that loves you any more than I love you. I love you with the love of Christ. That's the love that God put in my heart. And a shepherd that does not love his sheep is not fit to be a shepherd. Amen. He loves his sheep when they're doing right, and he loves his sheep when they're not doing right. Amen. I'm one of his sheep, and he loves me when I'm doing right, and he loves me when I'm not doing right. He don't love the wrong, but he loves the wrongdoer. Amen. And I appreciate that tonight. I'd want to be found loving if this were my last opportunity to meet with God's people. The second thing that God showed me in the scripture, Brother Jason, I'd want to be found humble. Our Lord Jesus stood up from the supper and girded himself with his towel and done that that's the office of a servant, so to speak, and washed the feet of the disciples. I'd hate for Jesus to find me full of myself and full of pride. Amen. Because the Bible said that God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. I don't know a whole lot, but I know this. I need his grace. Amen. If I'm going to accomplish anything for the glory of God, it'll be by the grace of God. I need his grace. So I'd want to be found loving. Number one, I'd like to be found, I need to be found humble in humility, walking in humility. But then in verse number 16, I'd want to be found serving. My life verse is 2 Corinthians 4:5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. I'll tell you tonight, I've said this and I'll say it again. I believe the best pastors, the best preachers are servants. The best deacons are servants. Let me say this. The best husbands are servants. The best wives are servants. The best Christians are servants. We're servants of the Most High God. How do we serve God? By serving one another. Amen. By being there for one another. The Bible said in verse 16, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that has sent him. I'll tell you something. If we ever are giving off that aroma that we're somebody, we're giving off the wrong aroma. Amen. It ought to be about him. Amen. We get to serve. You know, I'm reminded of a story I heard years ago. A man told his wife, he said, I'm not going to church today. And she said, yes, you are too. You're going. You're going to get out of that bed and you're going to church. He said, well, give me three good reasons. He said, number one, she said to him, she said, you're a Christian and Christians go to church. Said number two, said, you love the Lord and people that love the Lord go to church. And she said, number three, you're the pastor. Get out of that bed. You're going to church. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The pastor don't always feel like going to church. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, it's the right thing for God's people to do. Amen. To get on down to the house of God and exhort one another. And the Bible said, even, how many of y'all believe he's coming? How many believe we're just standing right on the threshold, honey? Just any day now, our Lord is coming. The Bible said, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. I've been making this statement for years, and I still believe it's true. The closer we get to his coming, Sister Wanda, the more we're going to need one another. I believe that. Amen. We're going to need one another. I love that song, Brother Dale, that said, I need the prayers of those I love. Amen. And it might not be long. We'll need a can of soup or a can of beans. I mean, I don't know what this thing's going to do. Amen. I do know this. It's unsustainable the way it's going right now. It's absolutely unsustainable. Amen. It's got to come to a head somewhere. Amen. And so I want to be found serving. Now, there's some things here. I'll give you three things here tonight, it being the communion service. If this were my last service, my last supper, my last Passover, number one, I'd want to be clean. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 10. Jesus saith, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you're clean, but not all. Did you know the Bible said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth? Did you know that the Bible said in John 15, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. The Bible talks about the washing of water by the word. The only hope we have as Christians of being clean, amen, is being in this book, amen, and confessing our sin. The Bible said, and confessing our faults and getting God's help. So if this were my last one, and let me read a passage of Scripture to you. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, please. We'll be over there again in a little while. But I want to go ahead and touch on this about being clean. Beloved, a person, if you know you're not clean, if you're not willing to come clean with the Lord, you don't need to receive the Lord's Supper. That's what the Scripture is teaching, amen? Watch what the Bible said. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. He said, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. See, God wants us to judge ourselves. Amen? God wants us to say, hey, there's something there that ain't right. And just get it right. And then receive the Lord's Supper. Amen? But I tell you tonight, if there's something that wasn't right and I wasn't willing to get it right, I'd just let the Lord's Supper go right on by. Amen? Until I was willing to get it right. Notice this. He said, if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. How many's glad you're chastened of the Lord, not condemned with the world? There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I'm in Him and He's in me. Amen. That goes with your Sunday school lesson, Brother Jason, about faith and grace versus law. Amen. Are you in Christ tonight? If not, you sure don't need to receive the Lord's Supper. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Now, let's go back to the text in John 13 quickly. I told you I wouldn't be long. I'm about done. I'd want to be clean tonight if this were my last. If I was getting ready to depart out of this world, I'd want to be clean. Number two, I'd want to be close. I want you to look at it with me, please, in John chapter 13, verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom. I don't know how you get any closer than that. Amen. I'm just telling you tonight, if this were my last service, I'd want to leave out of here and know that I'm close to him. Amen. John leaned his head over on his bosom. Watch this now. One of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him. He's like, hey, John, want to know something? That he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then lying on Jesus' breast saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Wouldn't you want to be close tonight if this was the last time? Wouldn't you want to be close? I believe that's right. You want to be close. Two things here. Number one, close to the Savior. But watch this. Not only close to the Savior, Brother Jason, but close to the saints. See, watch what the Bible said in verse number 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you should love one another as I have loved you, that you should also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one toward another. I'd want to be clean, and I'd want to be close. I'd want to be living close to the Lord. Can I say this tonight, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, but But I'm going to tell you how close Pastor is to the Lord tonight and how close you are to the Lord tonight. You're as close as you want to be. Now, if we were as close, Brother Chris, as he wants us to be, we'd all be hot. Amen. If that head was laying over there on his bosom, hearing his heartbeat, doing his will, then we wouldn't have to worry about being lukewarm or being cold. Amen. What a great message, Brother Chris, that God used you to bring. Let me say this tonight. I'd want to be clean. I'd want to be close. But here's the last thing, and I mean this tonight. The last thing that God showed me in this scripture as I looked at it is I'd want to be found, and I'd want to be concerned. You see, the Bible said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples." Are you concerned tonight? Are you concerned about the lost? Are you concerned about revival? Are you concerned about going into the highways and the byways and compelling folks to come in? I'm going to tell you tonight, the day will come in Pastor's life when I won't be able to do it anymore. So I want to do it while I can. Amen. And I will say this tonight. I love him. And because I love him, and I love him because he first loved me, then I have no problem at all loving you. Amen. So tonight, I believe if it were my last supper, I'd want to be found loving. I'd want to be found humble. I'd want to be found serving. But I'd want to be close to him. I'd want to be clean before him. And I'd want to be concerned about others. I'm telling you, that young man that raised his hand this morning, I told him last week, I said, "I so want to see you saved." And I said, "I'm looking beyond you." I said, "I can't wait for the day that little five-year-old boy grows up. And because Daddy did right with Jesus, here comes that little boy right down behind Daddy." Amen. Tonight, I want to ask you, are you close? Are you clean? Amen. Are you concerned? I want to ask you tonight, would he find you loving? Would he find you humble? Would he find you serving, doing what you can? Years ago, I won't tell the whole story, but I shared with a man the words that Jesus said to Mary. You remember when Mary took the alabaster box of ointment and she broke it? It was precious ointment. And she anointed the feet of Jesus. How many remembers that? And wiped them with her hair. Here they come. I believe it might have been Judas, wasn't it? And said, "Why was not this ointment sold?" Yeah, I believe it mentioned he had the bag of money, and the money given to the poor. And Jesus said, "The poor," I'm paraphrasing, "you'll have with you always." But he said, "What she had done, she'd done against the day of my burying." And he made this statement, "She hath done what she could." Did you know God will never require of us to do what we can't? What we better get concerned about is standing before him and knowing that we've done what we could. Amen. In that day, Brother Dale, everybody didn't have an alabaster box of ointment. That stuff was precious. It was costly. Everybody couldn't do that. But let me say this. Everybody could do something. Amen. Today's Palm Sunday. Everybody could take a leaf and lay it down in the path. Everybody, God give them a voice, could holler, "Hosanna," as he come down the road. Amen. What a blessing that is. I want to read the church covenant in your hearing tonight, and then we'll sing, Brother Dale, and then we'll get started with the Lord's Supper.